Next night the woman cut great green armfuls of fresh grass from the water meadows and dried it before the fire so that it smelt like new mown hay. And she sat at the mouth of the cave and plaited a halter out of horse hide. And she looked at the shoulder of mutton bone, at the big broad blade bone, and she made a magic. She made the second singing magic in the world. Out in the wild woods, all the wild animals wondered what had happened to Wild Dog, and at last Wild Horse stamped with his foot and said, "I will go and see and say why Wild Dog has not returned. Cat, come with me." "Nenny," said the cat, "I am the cat who walks by himself, and all places are alike to me. I will not come." But all the same he followed Wild Horse softly, very softly, and hid himself where he could hear everything. When the woman heard Wild Horse tripping and stumbling on his long mane, she laughed and said, "Here comes the second. Wild thing out of the wild woods, what do you want?" Wild Horse said, "O my enemy and wife of my enemy, where is Wild Dog?" The woman laughed and picked up the blade bone and looked at it and said, "Wild thing out of the wild woods, you did not come here for Wild Dog, but for the sake of this good grass." And Wild Horse, tripping and stumbling on his long mane, said, "That is true. Give it me to eat. The woman said, "Wild thing out of the wild woods, bend your wild head and wear what I give you, and you shall eat the wonderful grass 3 times a day. "Ah," said the cat, listening, "this is a clever woman, but she is not so clever as I am." Wild Horse bent his wild head, and the woman slipped the plaited hide halter over it, and Wild Horse breathed on the woman's feet and said, "O my mistress and wife of my master, I will be your servant for the sake of the wonderful grass." "Ah," said the cat, listening, "this is a very foolish horse." And he went back through the wet wild woods, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lone, but he never told anybody. When the man and the dog came back from hunting, the man said, "What is Wild Horse doing here?" And the woman said, "His name is not Wild Horse any more, but the First Servant, because he will carry us from place to place for always and always and always. Ride on his back when you go hunting." Next day, holding her wild head high that her wild horns should not catch in the wild trees, Wild Cow came up to the cave, and the cat followed and hid himself just the same as before. And everything happened just the same as before, and the cat said the same things as before. And when Wild Cow had promised to give her milk to the woman every day in exchange for the wonderful grass, the cat went back through the wild, wild woods, waving his wild tail and walking by his wild lone, just the same as before. But he never told anybody. And when the man and the horse and the dog came home from hunting and asked the same question as before, the woman said, "Her name is not Wild Cow any more, but the Giver of Good Food. She will give us the warm white milk for always and always and always, and I will take care of her while you and the First Friend and the First Servant go hunting." Next day the cat waited to see if any other wild things would go up to the cave, but no one moved in the wet wild woods, so the cat walked there by himself. And he saw the woman milking the cow, and he saw the light of the fire in the cave, and he smelt the smell of the warm white milk. Cat said, "O my enemy and wife of my enemy, where did Wild Cow go?" The woman laughed and said, "Wild thing out of the wild woods, go back to the woods again, for I have braided my hair and I have put away the magic blade bone, and we have no more need of either friends or servants in our cave." Cat said, "I am not a friend and I am not a servant. I am the cat who walks by himself, and I wish to come into your cave." Woman said, "Then why did you not come with the First Friend on the first night?" Cat grew very angry and said, "Has Wild Dog told tales of me?